next on the 5 o'clock report.
Why might that be a big deal?
A fire hose focus of lake effect snow.
The news will get better. It's just not happening this week. She gets the parental rights issue.
It is great to be back at CPAC.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Market meltdown, and you can blame the bug. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Wall Street stocks in retreat mode because of coronavirus. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says there's a lot of unease with investors.
We are on track for the worst week for stocks since the financial crisis back in 2008.
Market strategist Art Hogan holding out hope for a turnaround soon.
Right now, we're in that very precarious position of being in a headline-driven market. That will calm down at some point in time. As a matter of fact, the news will inflect and start to get better at some point in time. It's just not happening this week.
We'll have more on the market correction in our nightly market report later in the broadcast. A first-of-its-kind corona case in Northern California, a patient testing positive despite having no link to China, where coronavirus was born back in December.
Why might that be a big deal? Because it's the first sign, say experts, that the disease may be spreading within a local community.
NBC's Tom Costello. Reporter Carter Evans has more from Sacramento.
We know officials are trying to track down everyone that patient has been in contact with. And then the fact that there's no known connection to overseas travel means this could be spreading within the community.
Japan taking the unprecedented step today to cancel school for the entire month. For the entire country. And now there's growing worries. The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo may have to be canceled too, but that's still a big if.
If the games are canceled, and that's a big if at this point, it would be governments and international agencies saying it is not safe to hold the games. And we're a long way from that.
Dick Pound with the International Olympic Committee. Other news today, whiteout conditions causing slick travel in western New York. Meteorologist Kevin Williams has the latest on the lake effect.
Winds will be gusting to 50 miles an hour in parts of western New York and the central New York corridor east of Lake Ontario. So that's going to lift and drift and sift the snow and produce whiteouts, blizzard conditions.
Kev says several feet of snow will fall in ski country by Saturday. Jeff Berardelli with the National Weather Service.
A fire hose focus of lake effect snow that's going to go from Lake Huron across Ontario, then right across Lake Ontario, just north of Syracuse into the Tug Hill Plateau.
Blizzard warnings continue through tomorrow afternoon. Forecaster Jason Allenbaugh explains what a blizzard is anyway.
We have a criteria for it, and essentially it's wind gusts 35 miles an hour or greater, and visibility less than a quarter mile. And it's not just going to be for a few hours. It's going to persist all the way through tonight and even into tomorrow.
When this thing is good and over with, some parts of the Tug Hill Plateau could pick up 5 feet of snow. In South Carolina, Democrats are gearing up for Saturday's primary.
Well, I feel really, really good about the primary. We have some of the most qualified candidates ever, I think.
African-American turnout expected to be key as the nation's first Southern primary takes place.
Everybody we've talked to in the African-American community is taking this seriously. They're going to be out to vote.
Joe Biden's in the lead. He's hoping to ride that momentum right on into Super Tuesday.
In the coming days, candidates are fanning out across the country with events stretching from Boston to Raleigh, Nashville, and San Diego. The hope is to pick up as many of the more than 1,300 delegates up for grabs that day as they can.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says 14 states will be holding nominating contests on Super Tuesday. The largest gathering of Christian conservatives anywhere in America is underway right now outside D.C.
It is great to be back at CPAC.
Vice President Mike Pence addressing the political pep rally today. President Trump will be there on Saturday. The U.S. Supreme Court expected to decide next fall, just before the presidential election, whether sanctuary cities can continue to receive federal dollars even though they are in violation of federal immigration law. Judge Andrew Napolitano.
The concept of sanctuary cities is sacrosanct to the Democrats and anathema to the administration.
Earlier this week, a federal court ruled the White House can withhold federal law enforcement dollars from cities that do not cooperate with immigration law. The obesity rate in this country continues to climb.
More than 4 in 10 of us are obese, 1 in 10 dangerously so, according to the Centers for Disease Control report that measured height and weight. The numbers from 2017
2017 and 2018 are up 2% from the previous survey 2 years earlier, but doctors don't find that alarming. They do say they're concerned that the trend toward obesity continues to rise. It's up about 40% in the past 2 decades, not just a health hazard, but a strain on the medical system.
Peter King reporting still to come on the 5 o'clock report for Thursday. Cashless tolls about to become more commonplace. Why stubble could cause trouble when it comes to coronavirus, and the 84-year-old kid at heart from Kirkwood.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. Here's the calm for tonight. Very windy. Watch for blowing and drifting snow and tricky travel. Skies will be variably cloudy with snow flurries. Heavy lake snow will continue east of Lake Syrian, Ontario. Low temperatures, teens and low 20s. For tomorrow and Saturday, very cold with changeable skies, including sunshine, flurries, heavy lake snows, and blowing snow. Significant accumulations are likely through the period east and southeast of the lakes in the snow belts, but little elsewhere. High temperatures mainly in the 20s.
All right, Kevin, great work at the Weather Center. Thank you. Checking the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren on record now opposed to sex ed for kindergartners. There is an effort in Albany to make that a reality. The mayor says sex ed is a job best left to mom and dad.
As a mother of a 9-year-old daughter, I want to be able to have those discussions with my child. I want to be able to have those discussions with between me, her and her doctor, and not be mandated by law to do that.
The mayor recently sent a letter to state lawmakers after consultation from Rochester pastor Kevin Petsky, who also heads up the North Star Christian Academy. Petsky says sex ed at such a young age is inappropriate.
Children certainly need to know what hygiene is. They need to understand what's taking place in their body. But to talk about sexual things at that point is disturbing to me.
Mayor Warren says he also opposes vaccines for children without parental consent. Christian lobbyist Jason McGuire.
She's a progressive mayor. She's very liberal in many respects, but she gets the parental rights issue. And that should give us hope all across the state that one pastor, one Christian school administrator can make a difference with elected officials in standing up for parental rights.
There is a push in Albany right now to allow kids 14 and up to get the HPV vaccine without parental permission. Pro-family forces in Philadelphia are up in arms over the first in the nation heroin injection site, which opens for business next week.
They basically have been ambushed. This place where they want to put this injection site, so-called safe injection site, is a place where there's a shopping district, there's schools and a daycare center right nearby.
Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
The residents are up in arms about this because of what it's going to cause in their neighborhood. We think it's a dangerous precedent to suggest that we're going to give in to the opioid epidemic and just let people inject themselves and continue this dangerous addiction and dangerous practice with government sanctions.
Last week, a federal appeals court gave the green light to Philly's first in America heroin injection site. It lets addicts shoot up without fear of prosecution with the hopes of reducing overdose deaths. Toll booths on the New York State Thruway will be a thing of the past come the end of the year. The $355 million project toward cashless tolls is already underway. A total of 70 gantries will be installed throughout the Thruway's 570-mile ticketing system that will be completed by the end of the year. Ramps and roadways will not be closed during the cashless toll installation process. Men concerned about the spread of coronavirus may need to trim their whiskers.
Yeah, the CDC released information about how facial hair can interact with respirator masks. A graphic released by the agency shows which fashionable facial hairstyles will conflict with potentially life-saving respirators as the U.S. braces for the quick-spreading virus to break out in the states. The CDC says certain styles could prevent the respirators from making a seal on the wearer's face, and even stubble could cause trouble. Face masks and respirators are being used worldwide to help prevent the spread of the virus, which has reached nearly every continent in the world, with more than 80,000 cases confirmed globally. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
All right, Jeremy, thank you. A top health official in Pennsylvania promises $3 million in reproductive health care funds will not be used to subsidize abortions. Details on that from Family Life's Terry Diener.
Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller said the new line item will replace lost federal funding for Planned Parenthood and support access to contraception, cancer, and STD screenings. One Republican lawmaker, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, had expressed concern about about keeping the two sides of Planned Parenthood services separate, citing past misuse of state grants in other sectors. But Miller defended Planned Parenthood as a trusted provider that would not use the money for abortions. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Another rough day for Wall Street. Your nightly market report next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks falling sharply today in volatile trading as investors worry that the coronavirus may be spreading in the U.S. The Dow was down 1,191 points, the Nasdaq fell 414, and the S&P 500 dropped 138. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Many folks who save routinely say it's a habit they had to learn. Saving requires discipline, and it's important to be earnest about putting money aside regularly. It's also important to set goals. The first should be your emergency fund. Aim for $1,500, then 1 month's living expenses. When you've achieved that, keep going until you have 3 to 6 months' worth in the bank. If that's too difficult, break it into smaller goals, maybe just $25 a week. If you don't think you can reach a goal, you won't be motivated to try. So start with something obtainable. And as for God's help in meeting your goals, Matthew 7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you."
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
We know he's playing. It's, where's he playing? Tom Brady back in the news.
Yeah, NFL Network says the Patriots have not really engaged in pinning free agent Tom Brady on a new contract, and ESPN's Jeff Darlington says he does not believe the six-time Super Bowl champion will return to New England.
Wow.
Tom also saying he's open to going elsewhere. We'll see. NBA 76ers very shorthanded when they try to improve the NBA's best home record in a matchup with the last place Knicks. Philadelphia has won 13 straight on their own court, 27-2 overall at home. But they'll be without Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons tonight, both injured. On the ice, Western Conference Blues try to push their winning streak to 6 games when they host the Islanders. The Owls just 2-4-1. In their last 7 games, they hold the first wildcard spot in the East. Rangers look to continue their climb in the East as they put their franchise record 8-game road winning streak on the line against the Canadiens. New York also 8-1-0 in their last 9 games. Maple Leafs in Florida, New Jersey, and San Jose. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, on the weather map, we find the storm that has produced the wild weather over the past 24 hours moving north of our region now, but in its wake, strong winds will buffet the entire region, and lake snows will pile up for some. Here's the calm for tonight. Very windy. Watch for blowing and drifting snow and tricky travel. Skies will be variably cloudy with snow flurries. Heavy lake snow will continue east of Lake Erie in Ontario. Low temperatures, teens and low 20s. For tomorrow and Saturday, very cold with changeable skies, including sunshine, flurries, heavy lake snows, and blowing snow. Significant accumulations are likely through the period east and southeast of the lakes in the snow belts, but little elsewhere. High temperatures mainly in the 20s.
All right, Kevin, those blizzard warnings continue through 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And finally at 5, meet the man known as Pops.
Oh, hi, sweetie. You have a good day, okay?
After losing his wife of 56 years, 84-year-old Ed Seeger now spends his days hanging out with the pre-K kids at Floyd Bell Elementary in Kirkwood, New York, not far from Binghamton.
I just fell in love with the job. It's not a job. They're just super kids.
He needed something to get up for every day.
That's Sharon LaMancha, who teaches at the school and is also Ed Seeger's daughter. For the children, the man they call Pops has become a staple in the classroom.
He sets the breakfast up and he wakes up and puts the breakfast on the table.
Yeah, he puts the breakfast on the table. That's very important in pre-K. Ed Seeger says the kids are adding days to his life.
Mm.
And as long as he is alive, he'll be spending the rest of his days with those pre-K kids at Floyd Bell Elementary in Kirkwood. How about that?
God bless him.